Greetings, this is David in a Fulcrum podcast, and I'm here in the room with Oliver Gunzler. Hi, Oliver.
Hi, David.
And this is a follow-up podcast to the Introducing Electrobics conversation we recently had. And so many responses came through from around the world, with many people being intrigued by this new science. So the idea is to have a follow-up and listening to the many responses and comments, that what makes sense is to create a pathway into this new domain to focus on a specific subject.
Yeah.
And what came up is the aura.
Yeah, I mean, it came up because many, many people actually responded as well to, you know, we did in the first podcast this little, like, really short exercise or experience, I would rather call it, where people walk and they just walk with a normal awareness with your body from A to B, and then you take around your awareness more into your space around you, and then you walk actually within that space around you. And there was really amazing feedbacks how people felt, and so that was the sense why we maybe go into the aura, and actually as well how much effect it has in daily life. So I know people know about the aura in these times, so I know that it's not the newest thing, but there's more to it than I think people recognize. And I think the awareness and the consciousness of having an aura is kind of one thing, but as well starting to learn, it's not even learning, but it's more experience that there's an anatomic structure and that energy is in your aura, is running through different pathways, like in the body you have an anatomic structure. So that's why we thought would be really good to open up, and it was felt that there's a need or an interest, and people got inspired about the aura. So would be really great to open up the territory.
Yes, and from my experience in engaging with people over time is that many indeed have the awareness, but my experience also is that it stops at a certain point. So the awareness that we all radiate, the awareness that the colors in the aura, some people, I know in quite some seminars that I facilitate, people come kind of over the break and they comment about seeing colors, to my surprise. So this is about going a bit deeper, because electrobics does.
Yeah.
So where do we begin to push a little bit deeper?
That's a very good question, David. It is really where to start, as you said, that more and more people are aware of the aura. And I mean, where to start, as we said at the beginning, that, you know, we are living in a body, and in a body you have an anatomic structure. So the liver lives in a certain place, as the heart, as the bones, as all other organs we are having. But we are more than our body. So we are having a radiation which is normally kind of between 60 to 90 centimeters around you, which means if you stretch out your arms, then you have around the feeling where this energy egg ball, however you would call it, is actually around you. And in that aura, you have as well an anatomic structure. So parts of your, or not parts of your aura, but parts of your organs, or not even parts, actually, all the organs are having as well a representation electrically in the aura. So, and you can do this, as you said, from the seminars you've been, people respond or say, like, look, I saw colors, I saw, I don't know, whatever people are seeing in that one. You can as well see things physically, you can as well feel and sense things with your hands, for example, you can even with your face. So that means you become more and more sensitive to the energetic worlds in and around you, because everything in life actually radiates. That starts from plants, animals, and humans. And we know that, you know, you come into a room, or somebody comes into a room, and suddenly the room changes. And why does this change? Because a certain person brings certain energies with them, and they're living around in the electrical field around them. And the electrobics helps actually to get more aware of these things, and not just only aware, but as well how practically actually this, and how applicable to know about your aura, to sometimes feel it and to understand the anatomic structure. Because if you understand anatomic structures, you can actually kind of use them in daily life. So if you go to, I don't know, I had 2 weeks ago somebody, for example, he went to an interview. And if you go to an interview and look for a job, you, knowing that your aura has two different parts, that you have a perceiving side and you have a transmitting side, you sometimes know what it's better to sit. You know, so I'm sitting maybe left or right side of the person, because do you want to listen to somebody, or do you want to kind of bring something and transfer something to the other person? So if I'm sitting left or right to a certain person, I'm much more aware, because my aura actually radiates on one side much more than on the other side.
Right. So we're looking at the anatomy of the aura, like what you're saying. And we are also looking and considering interactions, how humans interact. And what also comes to my mind is how people can learn to be intact, more intact.
Yeah.
Because if you have an aura, like you have a body that, like, things can get in physically, certain energies can, like, invade a person from an energetic perspective.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, we talked before about the body, for example. You know how much effect it has what kind of food you're eating physically. So it depends what you eat, and it has an effect on your body, and you feel it in your digesting system, and you feel it kind of like on many, many different levels physically. And so that's the physical food, but the human as well takes in emotional food and mental food. So these are two kind of things which quite a few people are more and more getting aware of it, but not everybody. So the quality of energy you take in by what you, for example, think, or what you actually emotionally feel, and the values you're having or qualities you're living upon your life, makes a huge difference in your electromagnetic field. So
I can suggest, from what you're saying, taking in the qualities, and probably if I'm trying to a little bit get inside of the mind of a person listening to this and asking, so how do I bring myself to the next level in terms of attracting better energies?
I mean, better energies is a good word. I mean, improving the qualities of energies is, I mean, where to start? I mean, I first would start that I would start to clean in the first place, because, you know, we think the thoughts we're having or the feelings we're having is actually where it starts. But it actually doesn't start with our thoughts and our feelings. It actually starts how your electromagnetic field is arranged. And what is happening in daily life, that if you deal with others, you know, you wake up in the morning most of the time quite clean, most of the time, according to whatever sleep you had. So there's a freshness and there's a cleanness. And what's then happening is then you start to go out, you meet people, you're either in the car, in the bus, or in any kind of other transportations, and you're mixing with other people. And then you get electrical signals, because they're having as well an aura, and if people are meeting, both of the auras are actually kind of having exchange, because energy is exchanging. So you're mixing with many, many, many people, many, many informations. I mean, we were living in a time where a lot of electrical information by smell, by color, by thoughts, information is changing. So you have a lot electrical going on in yourself, but as well in your aura. So one of the things is that the quality over daily life gets a bit, I don't know, hard, heavy, and unclean. So what you're normally doing is, that's if you take a shower physically, you know how you feel afterwards. The same you can actually do electrically. So for example, electropics gives you exercises where you can start to clean your electromagnetic field. And if you start to clean your electric magnetical field, because you have exchanged with hundreds of peoples and informations and energies with other people, your thoughts and your feelings and actually your state, as you said before, with the electrical intactness, if your aura is in a different in electrical intactness, you start to think and feel actually different. So I wouldn't start directly with the quality, I would start to clean. Not only physically, what we know, I mean, even at home, your garbage is being taken out every 1-2 days because there's everywhere dirt coming up whilst you have a process. So with the electropics, you get the opportunity actually to clean your electromagnetic field and pathways where energy is moving. And if they are clean, blockages are gone and you start to think and feel differently. That's how you can improve the quality actually of your, I call it electrically food, electrical food.
So you just mentioned pathways and connected it with electrical cleaning, and I'm using a different word, electrical wholesomeness, intactness. And can you go a little bit into a little bit more into the whole concept, like the pathways, dimensions of the human aura, because that resonates as a very important awareness to have?
I mean, I would love to have like a seminar, because then you can actually, you know, if I'm kind of working with people and if we're having seminars, you can actually kind of physically see things and you can really make a different kind of, you have a different experience, a different opportunity to actually engage to experience these things. So, but we are trying it through the podcast, yes, through only words, which is a challenge sometimes on its own. I guess most of the people know like meridians, you know, in the Chinese, they figured out that the body has meridians, which are actually kind of energy lines on the body where energy is flowing through. And the same you have in your electromagnetic field. So around the shoulder and around the hips, it's like highways or pathways in your aura where energy is flowing through. And as I said, kind of in the time we are living, and whilst you're living is the point that they're getting dirtied up. It's the same with your car. Yesterday I went to the washing for my car because I'm living and I'm driving, and then you get dirtied up. The same happens in our aura, that what happens is if you think certain things or you're having this change, if you are kind of sometimes angry, you're getting stressed in daily life. So these pathways are getting blocked. It's like on the highway, if you drive, you know, there's an accident and then kind of no car can follow. So you sometimes need to clean them, and if you start to clean them, these pathways are clean and energy can actually move easily through again. And that's what you can do with electropics.
This, from what you're saying, amongst other things, where it takes me to is also to the domain of healing, because if blockages accumulate in the aura because the pathways are not clear, then it backfires back into the body.
I mean, you know, that's going even, I think, 2-3 levels deeper. And in the aura, actually, there are healing traces as well. So if these traces are blocked, actually, the self-healing and self-regulation in the body is as well blocked. So that says what we said before, that the body is a result of the unseen, and everything starts in the unseen worlds, in the electromagnetic field. So if you start to clean the electromagnetic field, or you can as well activate more and more of healing circuits, which are as well based in the aura. And if you know about them, you can actually start to sense them, you can feel them, and you can start to clean them in different ways and with different movements, sometimes as well with certain postures you're having, which are actually charging some of the accumulators you're having, you know, that all the energy is actually stored in certain parts of the body. So if you do certain movements or certain postures, you can actually recharge your batteries. And that's what we said at the beginning. This is, if you know more about the anatomic structure, you can really start to use that in daily life and get more aware about your energies, where as well you might have a leaking. You know, sometimes energies are leaking, so it's like you have a bucket, and in the bucket there are small holes, and the water is all the time going out. And the same can happen in the electromagnetic field, that there are little holes, and you can actually kind of smooth them, you can balance them, or you can put something upon that the energy is not so leaking out. That's where sometimes people are getting tired, even they didn't do so much. So, I mean, it is a discovery journey, really a discovery journey, and there's so much actually to discover. And I do feel that actually the whole human race starts to come into a totally new epoch where these things becoming more and more real and more practical application in daily life, because people feel and register that the aura and the unseen worlds has a huge effect upon them, about health, in relationships, even in working circumstances.
What you just said, what it brings to mind, where it takes me is, we're talking about evolution and human development, is the idea that change, when a person is changing, is refining, it first appears in the aura.
Yeah, and everything starts there. And really everything in life starts either in the aura or in the unseen worlds. And then later it gets manifested. I mean, I know we can see, you know, you can't see a thought. You can't see a feeling. But most of the thoughts later become speech. So what you're thinking often comes out later in your mouth. So it's already more materialized. You know, you can hear somebody saying something. So most of the time, if you're saying things, they might become your habit. So, and that's how they manifested it. And the habit, most of the time, then comes actually to, yeah, it can lead to all and everything, more or less. But it becomes from the unseen to the more seen. And every change starts in the unseen electromagnetical worlds. So it will start in your aura. And then it will have an effect on your thoughts, on your feelings, and or on your body. So if you start there with having awareness or cleaning or stabilizing things or charging energies in yourself, it will have an effect on your thoughts, on your feelings, and later as well on your habits. So you start actually where things are being caused, not where normally you think they start in the result end.
Yes. So maybe we can prod a little bit the connection between how we think and the kind of energies that we connect to. How we think and how the kind of impact that it has into the radiation of a person.
Imagine, like, I'm starting with the electropics as well in how to think, you know. Imagine your electromagnetic field around is like fog a bit, and you can't see really through. Or you have glasses on. Some people are wearing glasses, and you know, the glasses having, I don't know, they're not very clean. So you look through, you see everything, but you can't register more or less everything around you. So you need to clean them. And that's an example kind of for thinking as well. I think often kind of if our electromagnetic field is not clean, our thoughts actually are affected by it. And then we know we can't concentrate, for example, or we're having certain thoughts which are either not the quality we would like to have, for example, or we can't have long thoughts which are going kind of like long term, or having out not arguments but thoughts which having A, B, C, D, so they're just cut it up. So if you start around what we had at the beginning, you know, in your electromagnetic field, you have a mental area. And if you start there to actually clean that area or charge that area or freshen up that area, you can start to get different thoughts. So it doesn't start with the thinking. It starts actually with the unseen worlds of what then causes thinking. You know, the thinking is located, people in these times, people. It's not our science kind of things that thoughts are being located in the brain, which it might be as well that it's more that thoughts are actually being like in a radio station, transferred to the radio, and it depends what frequency you are actually having, that thought will be then broadcasted out. But I'm not sure if thoughts are actually starting in the brain. Mm. So that's, yes, a very different anatomic structure. So the beginning, yes, and the cause of it are might be different.
Yes, yes, yes. This is probably for hard not to pack too much into one conversation, but the radionic qualities of the brain. Maybe for another conversation that we have. But I'm very caught by what's inside of what you're saying, where I can see how there's so many of us can think, well, there's something not right with me because I can't think straight, and something not right with me because I just can't quite think clearly. And they take and they look at complicated like solutions instead of...
Actually, yes, instead of quite simple. Yes. It can be very simple. And... I mean, in the first place, everything is all right with each of us. That's like one of the core things I would really recommend to nearly everyone. Start where everything is all right. And then if you, for example, because you used that example with I can't think straight, it's not because something is wrong. That might be just because that your fuel, your mental fuel, is not fully charged. So if I'm having a car, and in my car kind of I'm only can drive for the next 80 miles, I need to be watchful. And the battery, or taking a mobile phone, if your charger kind of like is not, if your mobile phone is not fully charged, you can't do a long call. So you need to be watchful. And it's the same with your thinking. If your mental chargers are not fully, or batteries actually is not full, so that means don't go about, oh, what I do need to think or not, and why can't I think? But if you start to, okay, I need to recharge my mental batteries, and if they are charged, then I can think or concentrate more, or can have clear thoughts. That is the result of that, your mental batteries being charged. And this is being as well located in the body, where you can have, you have certain energy batteries, but as well, there are many pathways, mental pathways in the aura. So if you start to clean them, your thinking capacity, your thinking power, or the clarity, or as well, sometimes people need a peace of mind because they're just distracted, because in the world it's very, very quick, everything, and you need to be under pressure. So with certain exercises and postures, you can as well get kind of like calming down your mind, which then allows you a very different of quality of thoughts, mm-hmm, rather than quick, sometimes I call them fast food thoughts we are, yes, having, rather than having kind of like a really good meal, like a good nourishment with what you're thinking. So that's kind of, that's the thoughts which are coming up.
Because the human is a natural attractor of high energies. And what you're saying is, if we allow that to be the case, in the sense of removing the blockages that prevents us from that natural capacity.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, where we started at the beginning, it is really, I mean, that's maybe, that's for the podcast, it might be a bit simplified, but if your electromagnetic field is actually being cleaned on your regular basis, your emotional stability, your emotional well-being, your mental capacity, your peace of mind and electrical intactness, that's what people as well wrote back from the first podcast, will become a very different quality. So I wouldn't start with the feeling, I wouldn't start with the thoughts or in that area, I would really start to clean up. And yeah, you can see that in practical in life, as I said, at home. I mean, how many times you bring the garbage out? How many times you have a shower because you're feeling full overcrowded with information, with pictures, with smells, with people, with whatever. And as you said, if you get them out, you get clean. If you're clean, your thoughts and your feelings and your well-being is increasing. So you don't need to jump upon your well-being. That is a natural follow-up after you being cleaned.
Yes. There's just so much turning up. I'm struggling which thread to pick up on from just listening to what you're saying, because there's so many different like sub-subjects in it and threads. But maybe just push a little bit more before we bring this conversation to a point. And it's to do with the auric sheath, the edge of the aura. And why is it so important to have an awareness to a person's auric sheath?
Wow, that's a very, very good question. And that has a lot of levels. So, you know, I mean, that would really need a whole, not only a whole podcast, but that really would need time to go into depth, because this is really on many, many different levels. It has many, many different effects, more or less. But on a simple term, I mean, it's the same than your skin. And your skin is a natural protection. You know, you're meeting, you're having exchanges with the world, with air, with water. And that it's not going fully into your body, your skin is actually protecting in a filter system of what goes into your body and what doesn't go into your body, not only from outside, but as well a filter system that things can go out. So it's a semi-permeable membrane, more or less. And as we said before, that everything you have physically, you as well have electrically. So what you were talking about is this electric sheet around, which is a little thicker electric membrane, and you have it in the skin, you have it in the aura. And if you go even further, you know, you find this on the planet. You know, we are living on the planet, and the planet has an electromagnetic field as well. And the outer ring of that electromagnetic field, which is called the Van Allen belt, is a more dense electrical arrangement of, yeah, more electrical and electrical and magnetical density of certain atoms. And you have the same in your aura, and that helps you as well, because, you know, you meet people and you have exchange. It's like a gate, semi-permeable, so certain things can go through, some things can go out through it. So that's why it's very important to have actually an awareness. They are like your gatekeepers on certain levels. And that's where actually it's being decided that things can either go in or actually what goes out. So that's a whole different science and really needs further discovery and experience to really get into that area. But I think it's a crucial part, actually.
Yes.
Even if you said before we're thinking, if we had this, if there are holes in it, actually it can affect your thinking as well. So
because the nature of the auric sheath itself is changing and evolving with a person's journey and development, and the nature of like also mental process the person is in, and
yeah,
quality of process.
I mean, there's everything lodged in the electromagnetical thing, in the electromagnetical field. Everything you ever thought, everything you ever felt, everything you ever did is as a small electrical signal is being lodged either in the aura or in the auric sheet. So everything of you, all electrical signals are actually being captured and saved there. And that's why it's very important as well how to deal with that area. So
that's quite a thought, I'm sure, for many listening to this. And it does open up an incredible area of awareness, and also in what it implies in the context of personal development.
Yeah, I mean, if even one thought, there's everything lodged, what is actually kind of what you ever did, but there's everything lodged which you are actually not yet. So there's dormant potentials in your electrical magnetical field, which is actually not yet activated and is not automatically activated, but there's human and evolutionary potential in your aura, and not only in your aura, but to what the aura is being connected. So because you talked about personal development, so if you want to go into personal development and you take actually the aura within, that makes a huge difference. So here
is a wonderful question, not for now, but yeah, it lives inside of what you're saying, which is, where is a person's center of gravity in what they already are or what they are not yet?
I mean, then we really come to a turning point where I think that is really a brilliant question. So do you start to work and change your past, or do you really want to get into what actually is not yet born, what is not yet thought, what is not yet felt? And I mean, we all experience our times, that the time we are living in is, it's not even changing times, I would say it's transformative times. So there's so much potential in the human, in the aura, from what you actually not yet discovered. So that we call them the undiscovered self and undiscovered potential of what each of us actually can be.
And I get a sense that here we are touching the higher levels of electrobics.
Yeah, that is, I wouldn't start there, I would say. But really, as we said before, they're really practically all day experience and applications of cleaning your aura, having certain postures, charging your energies, or even not charging, but as well kind of letting go and release this energy sometimes if it's full. You know, if you have a headache, sometimes your energy is kind of stuck in your head. So you, rather than cleaning up your head, you actually can clean up your feet, and that energy runs through your body and down out of your feet, because your feet are actually an exhaust system of the human complex. So as you say, I mean, we could go on and on and on and on that level, because it is a living science actually, where you can make experience, and I think we are all at the beginning of that new experience.
Well, this brings this conversation to a natural, it has actually, it's like a two sides of a coin. It brings it to a natural pause. It also could launch into a whole other area. But I think here the wise thing is to bring this to a point.
I do feel the same now. I can feel kind of, oh wow, now we really could go into a different level, which I would love to.
Yes.
But as well, kind of like these different levels is really great to, that's where you have more time, you have a safe ecology whilst you're doing in seminars, you're being together, you can experience that. So sometimes that's really helping if you are in a, as I said, in a safe, trustworthy ecology where you really can make this experience, and then you can really move on with whatever actually is possible. So
yes. So repeating what I was saying last time at the end of the podcast, if those who are interested to find out more, the details are in the message that comes with this, the written message that comes with this podcast. And you have the website and the details in it. And, well, let's see where this wants to go.
Absolutely, and really, thanks. It's really a natural, inspiring conversation.
Yes.
So it is on the spot, and thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, well, thank you. Yes, this has been just for everyone. This is a spontaneous conversation.
Yeah.
We did not plan it beforehand.
No.
A subject turned up, which was the aura, and we were simply having a live dialogue about it.
Yes.
Trying to not pack too much.
Yeah, absolutely. And I hope that really came across. And yeah, maybe we have a follow-up if there's some responses. And
yes.
Yeah.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, David.